Welcome to Under Construction, YSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. It's been just over 5 years since General Motors left its giant plant in Moraine, taking the last 1,000 jobs with it. Drive into that part of Moraine now and you'll see a pawn shop, a Waffle House, a couple bars, and millions of square feet of largely empty factory space. But Moraine leaders say they're on the verge of a breakthrough. A mystery tenant, known only as Project Southbound until a deal is official, might take over about half of the old GM plant and bring in up to 800 jobs. I talked to Moraine's head of economic development, Mike Davis, about why he's hopeful.
2 years ago, we got IRG, which stands for Industrial Realty Group, to purchase the facility and all of the property, including the former Delphi site on Dryden Road. And they are the second largest industrial landowner across the country. So we felt that, you know, the property's in good hands. And over the past year or so, we've been fortunate to secure some tenants to occupy some of the space. A lot of it's related to distribution and warehousing, and it's not creating a substantial job impact, but you're seeing a little bit of synergy at the site. And then, of course, as many of you know, in the past few weeks, Southbound has been a pretty popular title in the paper and in the media.
What's next with Project Southbound?
They are in kind of their final stages of due diligence to see if this is the site they'll commit to. The state of Ohio, through Jobs of Ohio, their nonprofit arm, has really geared up and provided a large level of assistance. The city of Moraine has been a part of that. And as it was announced, we also secured the $700,000 grant through Montgomery County EDGE program. We feel, what I would say, cautiously optimistic about the possibilities of it happening here. But again, it's a little early for them to be able to make an announcement. I know that there's negotiations going on for a possible acquisition.
There's a controversy going on in Yellow Springs right now about whether to use public funding to build up some infrastructure for new business right on the edge of town. I wonder if you have thoughts on that from a Moraine perspective, using county, city, and potentially some state funding to help develop this Project Southbound. Is that controversial at all for taxpayers in Moraine or in the county?
What I would say is that a productive use provides jobs, and jobs provide citizens that are supportive and feed the community. And I think that it's important that if it comes down to a competing interest with a site outside of our region or outside of our state, we need to participate at a level that will secure that win and that prospect for us. That does not mean spending, you know, taxpayers' dollars unwisely. It means being a good steward. And how you do that is you really review a project. You do a kind of a benefit analysis and a return on investment and understand where you need to be to make that happen.
And what will it mean if this doesn't happen?
Well, I would, you know, hope that that is not the case. But at the same time, I would think that the development activity that is there has made the site attractive. And knowing that this site has become a under final consideration for such a large project, I feel confident in saying others would come along.
That's Mike Davis with the City of Moraine, filling us in on the so-called Project Southbound, the name for a still anonymous company that might be moving into the former GM plant. And this is Under Construction, YSO series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.